Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, there's still experience grind with Kyle and Sean.
I love that for you. Also, Kyle, I feel like there was a time, for everybody when you're in school or you're in high school, and there's always that one kid that just seemed to have stayed back like 6 years or whatever, like that old kid there.
Yeah.
And back then, we didn't really have as access to all of this information at our fingertips. At least I didn't. Like, the internet was a different place back then, kind of. But I feel like we all somehow just figured out, or were able to figure out pretty quickly, what the maximum age you could actually be in high school before they're just like, nah, you gotta go. And like back then, I didn't realize there was like adult learning and adult education and all of that stuff. I thought, oh man, you just get kicked out of high school? You're fucked. you have like no way to finish this shit out. What an idiot.
You do have the GED. Why, you said, did you get kicked out of high school?
No. Oh, I graduated when I was 17.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I did too. Not because I was smart or anything. I was just young. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. August babies, dude.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
I did have, there was one kid that was just, he was freakishly huge. And he also, very similar to an O'Doyle type, massively huge person that had red hair, that he had like a long ponytail, and he always wore all black and wore like combat boots. And
he doesn't didn't sound problematic at all.
But what was even crazier is that like his dad was a fucking teacher at he was like a math teacher at the school too. So like he was this hardcore kid. But then you'd walk by and his dad was like a Humpty Dumpty shaped bald guy with the walrus mustache and just such a sweet looking dude. And that was so nice. And then his son was like that. So it was just, that was always funny.
Wow.
A real dichotomy.
I had this kid in our class. I'm glad to see he popped up on Facebook recently. And I'm glad to see that he's doing well. Got some kids. Looks happy. Looks, honestly, exactly the same as he did in high school.
It's because, weird, right?
Let's be honest. In high school, he looked like he was 40. Okay. So, yeah. So, if anything, he grew into it.
You know? Sure, sure.
He grew into his okay. into his looks.
Yeah.
Like he looks normal now. It's great. But man, this dude, he always had like a Sprite bottle or something. And the joke, air quotes, is that it was full of vodka. He was just always drinking vodka all the time. Now, how much of that is actually a joke, I guess, is left up to everybody else, because it was actually just full of vodka all the time. Oh. And the kid, like, just sweat vodka.
Booze? Oh, God.
Yeah, just sweat it like gym class. You're getting drunk just being around him.
That's crazy that teachers didn't bust him, because I remember a kid came into my economics class one time, and he just reeked of pot, and the teacher, like, immediately sent him to the principal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
I don't know how... I don't know how that's a thing either, but also like the school resource officer, you know, the police officer of the town that kind of gets relegated to working at the high school.
Here's
was boinking students. So I guess that.
That's funny, because in our school district, they weren't called the SRO. They were always called Officer Friendly.
Officer Friendly?
Yeah.
That sounds like the type of person that gets busted sleeping with the students.
Also, you know, a real nice way to get kids to accept and befriend an authority figure from a young age. Like, instill it early into them.
I feel like that is the perfect way to get your ass beat, is like becoming friends with Officer Friendly.
Oh, no, dude. All the kids, like, It wanes as you get to high school, but I feel most high school kids even still are like, now this was back in the day. I feel kids now are a lot more in the know, but yeah, I remember like even through high school, most kids I knew like would still like respect a cop or whatever, because they're like, yeah, man, it's like a cop. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going.
I guess
with
I'm
this.
Looking at it from like the nowadays point of view.
Sure, we're like, yeah, he's definitely diddling kids too, right?
Yeah, because even back then, I didn't know that was a, like, I've always been like the last one to know or find out anything. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even know that until like 10 years after high school. And everybody's like, you didn't know that? Yeah. So-and-so, that's why they kept getting called down to the office. Like,
I remember my friends,
I guess that makes sense,
in seventh grade talking about like finger banging their girlfriends. And I had only kissed a girl like twice. And I was like, what?
Damn.
You're doing what?
Man, there is this one time, dude, that would have blown my mind. I went
right.
To
they were getting
a Catholic
HJs
school till I was in like, eighth
huh?
grade.
Huh?
Damn. I think in seventh grade, I was watching a lot of, I don't know, my mom watched Jerry Springer and
your mom Montel watched Jerry Williams Springer?
Whatever those were. Man, I didn't know what half this shit meant. Like, when I heard blowjob, I didn't know what that meant. I was like seventh grade, had no clue. And I
remember,
just thought it was like someone who had a job that just sucked. So I'm like, yeah.
I thought
principal, so Sister Margaret, yeah, she probably just has a blowjob. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I thought when people talked about butt sex, they were just touching their bare butts together. I thought that was butt sex.
Just booty scissoring?
Yeah, essentially. But like standing up too, I guess. And just going like back to back and pushing bare butts together. That in my mind was like people having butt sex. I was like, why would you do that?
That's like the complete opposite of touching tips. Like that's
sure,
the opposite
sure.
of tips. Touching sure. innies?
Touching innies. That's It's brown butterfly kisses.
Ugh, yum.
It's the reverse human centipede.
Ew. No. Oh, man.
I'm making up new things.
But you can
here.
Only have two of them?
Yeah. Well, you can fit a third, but it's real awkward.
Oh, man. Gotta get some meat on them bones. So 22, once you hit 22, you should probably be done with school, with high school.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just touching back because it's going to
be
important.
Yeah. I'm realizing now. I was like, oh yeah, we were on a subject. I have one I was going to ask you. Did you have a good or bad first day of school memory that you remember?
I don't remember any first days of school.
I really don't either. Like, nothing extreme, like a fight or...
No. I only remember a couple of fights even happening throughout my entire high school thing. Memorable things are usually end of year. We had, as a senior... prank. Someone did kind of their own thing. They were going off to like military school after that. They actually brought in as a prank a military grade smoke bomb thing, evacuated the whole school. People went to the hospital with asthma attacks.
How did he not get kicked out of the fucking military school?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know he got suspended. We only had like 2 weeks left of senior year at that point. He got suspended. They tried expelling him, and then his family threatened to sue the school. So he was allowed to just come back, walk, and get his diploma.
People get weird, man.
Yeah, there is that. I remember in eighth grade, now I think about it, like, I don't know how they could have forced this to even be a thing, but I had to stay an extra couple of days after I graduated. It was almost like an extra couple of days after graduation detention.
Okay.
It was a little weird. And that was due to, so Sister Margaret, I mentioned her earlier. She was my principal in this Catholic school. And this poor, sweet, nasty, horrible lady had a bald spot.
Oh, God.
And I thought it was really funny to try to land Jell-O on her bald spot, flicking it with a spoon.
You were a fucking problem child.
Yeah. I mean,
Junior, that was that kid's name.
I wasn't super well, like, I wasn't super popular. So whatever you could do to get attention and whatever.
Okay. Yeah. You were a class clown, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Out of 28 kids total in my grade. Yeah.
Were you the kid that would debase himself and eat weird stuff for money?
Oh, yeah.
You were that kid? Okay.
Oh, dude. I did that up until like my early 20s.
I was never that kid.
I got like 2 months of my phone bill for free by snorting a line of wasabi like Jackass.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That's and play. Insane. You remember the game Quarters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, dude, if you played that a lot, you're like shaving down your quarters, getting like sharp edges. Dude, we'd play that on the tables. Blood would be everywhere. Yeah, I did some dumb shit.
We all do, man. That's part of growing up, I feel.
Yeah. Or, anyways, you said you don't really have any memorable back-to-school moments or anything, but do you have any back-to-school moments that kind of stick out to you as, I don't know, not the greatest or, you know, something that was good and was memorable?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, it's also... it's a terrible thing because god damn it was over 20 years now, fuck me.
Yeah,
so it was a while ago, like even when I ended school. So before that, I do have a shockingly sharp memory. I think that's an ADHD superpower that some of us get.
So do I, but I don't remember, memorable enough for me to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember anything specifically school starting related. It was never monumental. It was always such a bummer because, like, you know, summer's over when you go back to school, which is summer's the absolute fucking greatest thing when you have literally limitless possibilities to do as much nothing as possible. And
yep,
I broke my record every year, man,
doing as much little as possible.
Yeah, except for like when I, like those years, early years when I was super into the pool and I lived a mile from it so I could walk to the public pool. I'd go there that's every fucking day. Yeah, and
we had
close it out. You had your own pool? Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt lived in a town with one street light and two people my age in town.
In ground or above ground?
Above.
Okay, so at least it was the white trash version.
Oh, yeah. Dude, only one person back then that any of us even knew had an in-ground pool.
Yeah, my aunt had the in-ground pool. Well, not for, it was her like husband's parents that owned the house with the pool, but they like lived like you could walk through the backyards to the house. So we would go stay at my aunt's all the time because she lived like under an hour away. So, and that was like my mom's best friend. We'd do that a lot. None of that's related to first day of school. That's end of school shit, man. That sucked. That's why I think I blocked it out, because it was just such a miserable time. Usually also by the time I got to high school, I had to do marching band band camp, which was always 2 weeks before school started. You went every day for 2 weeks, so I was,
that was like soccer.
Yeah, I was generally already accustomed to it, and like it was already mundane at that point, because by the time school actually started, I've been there for fucking 2 weeks already, hanging out every day, like,
yeah.
So yeah, I'm with
nothing
you
at that point. I think like another big thing of why it's not so memorable is, what is, like, who's excited to go back to school?
Exactly. Yeah, the, like, dorks.
Okay, are you excited to check out this new class? Like, I was excited to do chemistry, you know, to get into chemistry and physics. Like, I loved those classes, but at no point during my summer was I like, fuck yeah, I want to stop doing nothing and go learn some freaking physics, man.
Like, I used to, I think, you know, you you deal with it or whatever by, like, it sucks because, yeah, your summer's over. But I would always just be like, well, I get to hang out, like, all day with people. And, again, I was, like, a class clown, too. So I just fucked off, especially in high school, dude. I just hit the coast, do the bare minimum level of my current existence. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, just phoned it all in constantly. Yeah. But I loved it because I would just hang out with all my friends for like 8 hours a day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Actually,
shoot the shit, cut up.
Oh, man. We're recording on September 12th right now.
Yeah.
September 11th hit my my second week of high school.
Yeah, I was gonna, that was my senior year, we decided.
What?
Uh-huh.
No. How?
Because it was 2001.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Never mind. I just remembered how old you are.
Yeah.
You old fuck.
Come on, dog. I was thinking today, I didn't even realize that. And then I've realized we really fucked up, dude. We should have done a Friday the 13th movie.
Oh.
And like started work, like on the rare chance that they do drop on an actual day we release, we should have fucking done one of those.
Oh, that's just pivot. That's just like make up a Friday the 13th movie right now. That's from memory.
Okay.
Talk about what we think happens and combine them all.
I kind of like the idea of writing a new one.
Okay.
Like, all right. So like, I mean, the first problem, as always, how do we get Jason back?
I don't think that's a problem. You just write that his hand. Okay. Hold on. What happened to him in the last movie?
So
was he underwater? Was he underground? Was he stuck in a tree?
Believe canonically, this is Jason X, where he is 10,000 years in the future.
So he's on an exploded ship.
Spoilers. I believe so. So like,
okay, so on Earth in a couple of pieces?
I see, that's the thing. I think we could get away with, like, some of him is left here on Earth, and he's like...
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
The ship blows up, like, entering orbit, doesn't it?
Oh, so you're saying, like, we're still setting it, like, after that one, 10,000 years in the future. I was thinking, like, a piece of him was on Earth, and, like, it corrupted the ground, and, it formed a new Jason in this weird fleshy embryo. And then, that's, like...
honestly...
Over
not
time.
Even close to what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's close.
So you're thinking the ship crashes 10,000 years in the future.
Yeah, but a piece of him.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces of him sprinkle like rain onto Earth.
Sure.
Probably around in on and around Camp Crystal Lake's mouth. And it forms a Jason embryo. You know?
Is Jason just part of the experiments of the engineers from the Alien franchise?
It's very possible.
Is Jason actually just the proto-xenomorph, the protomorph, if you will?
Oh, that's a fuck, man. Okay, that's a good one. Okay, hear me out. Jason X, okay? On the deck, there's almost like a hollow deck where they go and enter the simulations.
They do. Right?
And
they do.
He's beating the chick against the tree.
So you've seen Jason X?
Oh, I've seen all of them.
Tight.
Yeah. But riddle me this. What if all of Jason X was also just a simulation that someone was running through on Earth testing out Earth's holodeck, and they put in the scenario
where they had
to fight Jason in space.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like a Dallas Dream situation where Patrick Duffy wakes up, and he didn't die. It was
correct.
I cannot
believe I'm getting all of these references.
It's a simulation within a simulation.
Yes.
And then we pull back. That works very well, too, because then that gives us the 10,000 years, and also it's like, okay, but really... it's still right now. I like this. It's the only reason I liked mine is because we could get a lot of gore and gross factor with like a dude and like an embryo sac forming in the dirt and then like coming out of that. But then in my head, I just picture the orc birth scene from Lord of the Rings, which was pretty gross, but also it's already been done. So,
but okay. Question. Okay. This is a Jason embryo. It's just been there.
Yeah.
When it emerges from this sack, does it already have a hockey mask fused onto his face?
That would be really fucking cool.
Because could you imagine how fucking baller it would be if there was a scene where Jason's just running around as like a little toddler-sized Jason, like almost like a Chucky doll, but it's a tiny Jason fucking people up as he rapidly grows into a normal hulking beast of a Jason.
I like that. In my mind, I pictured him already birthed in the giant Hulk scene, again, like the Uruk-hai from Lord of the Rings. I like the idea of the fused mask, because then what if, like, at one point, the mask still gets removed, and then it's like if you just rip somebody's face off, and it's like still Jason, but then it's like all the muscle and stuff. That would be fucking cool looking.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick. I love this idea. I'm really upset that we didn't think of this.
This rules.
Yeah. You know who's going to really hate this?
Mike Lanham?
No, maybe. But Dave and Brian. Dave especially is probably going to really hate just the nothingness of the back and forth like this.
That's the best part, baby.
Much like school, the best part of school was like the announcements in the morning.
Yeah.
Are we hitting on this?
Yeah, I say announce it. I mean, they dropped their big news last week. We are officially accepting into our throes with welcome and loving arms. Dave and Brian from Beer Me a Movie are officially joining the Experience Grind expanded universe.
Are they grinders or hoagies?
I've always said hoagies only because, like, if you call people grinders, I feel that that makes you think people on, like, the Grindr gay sex app.
That's like, fine.
I mean, that also works.
I'm not judging. I also feel like Dave, as obnoxious as he is about food, probably would have a problem being called one of these things because he's from Jersey. And lives not in Jersey anymore, but like they got specific things for specific things, you know?
You do a very good, that's pretty good Dave impression right there.
Yeah.
I gotta thanks. Say. And just to bring all this thing circular back into it, since I started the Twitch channel when this whole thing kicked off, I've had when somebody becomes a new follower on the channel, it's Adam Sandler singing Hoagies and Grinders. Because you can be either or. It's your preference. But Adam Sandler bringing it back home, baby. I still don't know if we're doing Sandler September or Back to School September. I guess we'll...
Does it even really matter?
No.
Like, we put out the poll. We put out the question. We are half-assing it by... I reached out to you and I was like, hey,
I liked your joint idea of mixing them and getting us to this point. That was brilliant.
Yeah. You said Sandler September. And then I believe Phil mentioned Back to School September. And what better way to marry the two of them than Adam Sandler going back to school in Billy Madison?
His first major motion picture release.
Is it really?
No, but I think it's his first starring role, maybe. He was in a movie called Overboard.
Wow. That is honestly kind of really surprising to me. The Wedding Singer came out way later than I thought.
Wedding Singer was like, what, 98?
98, yep.
Yeah. Pulling these out my ass, man.
Absolutely killing it. So, his first movie, this is a movie that I feel like anytime I've ever asked anybody about what their favorite, you know, Sandler movie from the 90s, old school movie, I love Happy Gilmore. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. So whenever that comes up,
yeah,
almost everybody that I know or I've talked to is like, it's not Billy Madison.
Well, for the people even older than you in that generation, for the longest time in this discussion, there were only two choices. There was Billy Madison and there was Happy Gilmore. And that's what you... And they were so ubiquitous that fucking Adam Sandler named his production company after both of these movies that put him on the map. Happy Madison Productions. I believe... Did these come out 1 year apart?
Within a year.
Yeah. Was it the same year?
Billy Madison was 95, and I will almost put money on it that Happy Gilmore's 96.
96. I feel like that is... 96. Because he was writing Happy Gilmore during this movie.
Yeah.
So.
I will say, with this being my first full-time thing watching through it.
Yeah.
And with Happy Gilmore being like one of my favorite movies of all time. It's really hard to see this, but I can understand why it's just a completely different version of Adam Sandler, and I'm okay with that. I like how he's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
But Billy Madison as a character, holy shit.
So historically, and you were shocked at this, but I told you this earlier, I've always come down on the side that I was a Billy Madison guy in this Billy Madison Happy Gilmore question. Not to say that I don't love Happy Gilmore, because I absolutely do. I think that movie's fucking hilarious. But I've always loved Billy Madison more from the first time I saw both of these movies. And I was very curious, because it had honestly been a very long time since I last saw Billy Madison, Sean.
Sure.
And general consensus is that Happy Gilmore is better. And I was like, well, is it not going to hold up?
I have never heard that. It's what? Always been the opposite.
No.
From any time that I've ever talked. This is between me putting out the Facebook thing and you saying this right here. It is the first time that I'm like, wow, it actually is Happy Gilmore's regard. Like, I thought I was missing out or not understanding and just being like, wow, I guess I'm just liking the wrong film here. So this is wild to me, dude.
Well, to put it all to rest and to wrap that story up with a bow is I've come to conclude that my feelings haven't changed. I still like Billy Madison more. But I think it's to me, I don't know, and it could absolutely just be nostalgia, because like I told you too, while I watched this, Mandy watched it with me, and poor her, because I literally, I can quote this entire fucking movie from back to front, almost. Mm-hmm. I would have to have the movie playing, but I could do probably the whole movie if I really sat down and tried.
I do the same thing with Happy Gilmore. Anytime it's on, I'm quoting the whole thing the entire time.
But that's it. I think Happy Gilmore is a way better movie,
mm-hmm.
but I think Billy Madison is way funnier.
I will say, I think it also really comes down to, I don't even know if it's nostalgia, and it could be.
It also has a sense of humor. Billy Madison is very base and dumb and stupid, and I love
exactly.
that. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, is that they are two very completely different movies in that, like, tonally, like, Happy, even though he's just stubborn and kind of childish, but he's got his core values. He's more mature as a person. And Billy Madison is just not. He's a man child. And it really tonally creates two different things. And being in the environment in this movie where he's just constantly around kids and like all of the uncomfortable scenes that can come from him being in second and third grade with teachers and principals and everything hitting on him and stuff like that. Two very different movies. And I do want to get this out of the way. I don't not like this movie. I enjoy this movie a lot. But I did not enjoy it as much as I thought I was going to.
Wow, okay.
Considering how much praise I've always heard for it.
Also, to break this down to its core level, Billy Madison is essentially Donald Trump if Donald Trump learned empathy at some point in his life. That's the key to Billy Madison here. Because it's not even the hot girl, because there's been tons of those, and that doesn't. That's not what kicks it off. It's growing as an actual human being.
And
learning. So, Happy goes through some things. He grows up. He becomes a better person. He's not just the spoiled rich kid. He wants to give back to the world.
Yeah, and he learns that mainly in second and third grade. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
Mm-hmm. Because you see society, the puppy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. What did I send you from the end of that? Oh, my God. Whatever his reaction after
Simple wrong would have worked.
Yes. Uh-huh. At the end when he's doing the decathlon or whatever.
The academic decathlon.
Yeah. God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. So that guy right there, that is one of those iconic scenes that's been burned in my mind. And anybody that's seen this movie, that's one of like the things that you reference is that guy's long speech telling Happy Gilmore how completely wrong he is. And it was a meme for a long time. It's a go-to gif I love when I'm calling somebody stupid on the internet. Mm-hmm. It works so well. And I just love that the guy in that part became a completely different meme like last year. And it was a pretty big meme. And I asked you if you'd seen it. And you weren't very familiar with it.
I had no idea who it was.
Yeah. His name's Jim Davies. He's right there.
Hmm.
He's a longtime collaborator. He's an SNL guy.
Okay. He looked familiar from then. The one that you had sent me, and this is from what, last year, a couple years ago?
He was on the Conan podcast. Or Jim Downey. Okay. Jim Downey is his name. Sorry. But
all is good.
He's pretty, I love that he's done that because he is famous for that meme. But that dude, like I said, he's fucking hilarious. He's one of those old school writer dudes. He's SNL hardcore. He was great friends with Norm Macdonald, who Norm is also in this movie. Norm and Adam Sandler were great friends. Mm-hmm. But
it was really cool to see him like right off the rip.
Yeah. And just Norm being McDonald. A complete jackass. He was really drunk at one point in one of his drunk scenes. He's just actually blitzed because Norm would do that.
I could imagine.
Yeah. Norm Macdonald's great in this movie as the loser friend who doesn't ever grow up or grow or change or become a better person. But he's always
one of his friends.
No. But the one gets the hot girl, at least, or the mucus girl.
Yeah, the bad, it's almost like the bad boy, but the mom.
Uh-huh. But she makes her kindergarten son blow in her handkerchief, and then she's uh-huh. like, oh, it's so gross, man.
Yeah. And that whole scene when he gets out of school from second grade, and he meets her, and the teacher blows up his spot. I was like,
oh,
you
yeah.
left all your stuff behind.
Thank you very much, Miss Slippy. Another great one I reference all the time. So much, man. The if peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Yes, that who is would eat a 30 big sack thing. Lunches.
I'll tell you who, that damn Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. All that shit is fucking gold. This movie is so goddamn endlessly quotable.
Even scenes that I had never really seen before. Like I hear them and I think, oh, wait, is that where that came mm-hmm. from? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really cool to connect that. Like at the end, the I award you no points. Like it is very reminiscent almost to like Willy Wonka.
Oh, sure. Like, yeah.
And you, I said good day, nothing. Sir. Good day.
Yeah.
Yes. But no, I had heard this one as well. And just like in hearing it, started confusing the two. And by the end of it, oh, no, I know this one. Yes. Okay. I know what he was talking about here. I enjoy, you mentioned the growth of Billy Madison as a character. I enjoy that that happens because Billy Madison as a character, like, it's nuts how much, man, it's weird to say this, but depth that the character has when he really is just such a child when he's around his dad and his family. Like, he's babbling incoherently.
90% of this movie, if not 95%, he doesn't really turn the page till the end when he's like, he gives the business to Carl and he's like, I'm going to go be a teacher.
But it was so jarring when he went from that for the first 2 minutes of the movie to being out eating with his two friends, Norm Macdonald and whatever the hell the other guy's name was,
uh-huh.
Jack, maybe. And they're just having a normal conversation.
Yeah.
While launching pickles at a window pickle and watching races, them fly down.
Are things I have done with my friends because of this movie.
Yes. Okay. So it's funny that you say that because I imagine you did that as a teen or early teenager.
Uh-huh.
Because as I watched this, I was actually like typing out notes on Facebook. I was actually kind of like live commenting for the first three quarters of the movie because I was that busy at work. Like all of my thoughts on the movie, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, he goes from babbling man-child to kind of a normal guy around his friends. You know, I get that. You can have a front here, be normal, have a good time with your friends, whatever, and, you know, pickle races, that's cool. But as I'm typing that, they then go to Ding Dong Ditch.
Mm-hmm.
Some neighbors. I'm like, bro, you're supposed to be 27.
It's like, great, right?
What the fuck are you doing?
One thing I wanted to totally jump back to Jason and Jason X, just because I always thought it would have been funny in that movie when, like, the android girl, when she takes her top off and she doesn't have nipples, if at some point somebody like drew nipples on in a marker, I thought, what if, and if they were like somehow weirdly offset. Would have been the funniest fucking thing to me.
Oh, man. It's the small things like that in a serious movie. Like, because in a serious movie like that, there's always those small little stupid comedy bits. Uh-huh. And that would have been the perfect one right there, Kyle.
I would have really
What's laughed. The point in giving an android woman no nipples if you're not going to take a Sharpie and draw them on off-centered?
I can see that if I watch any Marilyn Manson performance from the late 90s, okay?
Mm. I really hope everybody outside of this room hears me talking right now. It's like, what is he fucking talking about?
But no, I also wrote you as fucking wild. And this is why I know I hadn't seen this movie for in its entirety in a long time, because this was the first time I ever fucking clicked that the goddamn dad in this is the dad from Christmas Story. I was like, what the fuck? How Darren have I McGavin. Never noticed that before? Blew me the absolute hell away.
Yep. Old Man Parker is Brian Madison.
He's so good,
the head of a whole big-ass hotel company.
Yeah, I guess, like, the hotels he has, like, puts him above the Hiltons by, like, 300 or something.
Mm.
So, because I think they say he owns, like, 630 hotel chains in this movie.
That's
which, insane. That's a massive amount, dude. Of course, Billy.
That is Rich so is much. Fun. And it explains, like, him being that loaded and that well-connected explains how Billy's been able to get to this point in life when he's just a complete dumbass.
Yeah, even, like, still the premise of the whole movie is based on his rich daddy getting something for him. Because you and I couldn't go back and do every grade we wanted to in 2 weeks.
No.
Nobody fucking gives a shit. But no. Yeah, when, like... That is something I guarantee somewhere fucking Elon Musk could make happen. If
100%. Yeah. Like, he could send me, he could reach out to any school around here and be like, hey, I'm going to fully fund the next 3 years of whatever, XYZ. I need this guy to go back there and go through all of your grades through the course of this next 7-8 months.
Yeah. 2 weeks at a
time. Okay, sure. You're going to give us how many million? Sure.
How many problem. Billion? Yeah.
That's it?
So, yeah, it's wild and shit.
We're only really in this position because... So, Brian Madison's planning on retiring. Uh-huh. And it's not like he can give this company, the reins of this company, to his dumbass kid because he actually... just kind of paid off all of his teachers prior and all of his principals to just pass them every year.
Yeah, it's been implied. Well, I mean, not even implied. They do straight up tell you at one point that, like, Billy's entire life, he's been a lazy slackabout who has had everything handed to him. I mean, we get it from the very first moment when he's a grown man who's drunk in the middle of the day and he's excited about driving his golf cart to get his nudie magazines because this
nudie
is pre-internet.
Nudie magazine day!
October iconic. Is Nudie Magazine Day. Yeah, another iconic bit, dude. This movie is just chock full of this shit.
Between that and, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand with this, but the penguin.
Uh-huh.
The penguin from, caused by either being drunk or sunstroke, whatever.
A combination.
The reoccurring penguin that he's hallucinating people to be. That and Nudie Magazine Day. Fantastic. And it also says a lot about his character. If you pay attention to what he's interested in those magazines, he's automatically drawn to the drunk chicks.
I mean, who wouldn't be? You also have Shemale Fiesta and Granny's over 80 are the other
Granny's
two.
Granny's over 80.
That he scrolls past and then selects drunk chicks. I love
that he just has subscriptions to this.
I love how absolutely just cheap and just horribly put together these magazines look.
Mm-hmm.
And even I love that he has like a subscription to these absolute seedy filth that's sent to his fancy dad's address.
Yeah. As if, like, that wouldn't leak out there. You know, it's like...
Now, yeah.
Yeah, this guy, this absolute billionaire, is just getting the most raunch filth delivered to his house. His son's getting this. You know, that's got scandal written all over it.
And I wondered, like, is this... Are these ones that he subscribes to, or is this like a Jelly of the Month Club style thing where like each mag,
they're
like
sending
each month,
samples?
Yeah, it's a different one. It's a different three each time that you get a different delivery. Cause that would be something exciting.
Man. That's actually kind of a really cool idea.
If we still had the desire for mail order porn, it could be $100,000 business.
I mean, I feel like this could bring it back.
You think going retro, man. If vinyl made a comeback, but see, the porn magazine is just, it's so
vinyl's
much
made a comeback for years.
Sure. The porn magazine
There's
is such
more vinyl
a,
at Target than CDs.
But see, I don't, like people don't have the porno mag because it was convenient.
Okay. So here is my argument against that. Okay. Yes. It's so easy to jump on your phone and find exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
But I think people would be very open to the idea of just getting surprises of things that they wouldn't typically search out. And I think the curiosity of that would be enough to push dozens of people to sign up.
I feel dozens. Dozens. A porno mag, I feel, especially a porno mag, I don't know. It's in that weird gray area now where, like, true, like, dude, you could get so much more hardcore anything within, like, a second of that the novelty of it is almost.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Like, it could work on that, like, in the ironic factor. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have a subscription to this nudie magazine of the month club. Look at what they got this month. Whoa.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm speaking from me. Like, I would be so curious to every month just get this. I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm curious. You know, price it reasonably. You know, it can't be full-size magazines. It's got to be almost newsletter.
Like a pamphlet?
Nudie newsletter.
A porno pamphlet. Day.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Rent out ad space to, like, Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints or something.
On the backs of them. Money. Yeah. I mean, they did have those. That's like...
Dude, in Indiana, every other billboard's either a sign for a strip club or for Jesus.
Yeah. Well, and also there's a lot of porn
this
stores out there.
This idea made for Indiana.
Too. Yeah. It's wild stuff, man. That freedom gets you weird shit. Freedom man, doesn't help. What about how about the fucking, what's his name? Eric, the goddamn villain in this flick, man. How perfect is that guy?
That guy is pretty good. I love how they even hit the funny tropes of, like, his laugh. Like, what's that other guy's laugh
Carl.
That snitches on him?
Carl.
Carl. When Carl comes to...
And does his impression of his little laugh?
Yeah, he goes, what kind of laugh was it? Oh, you know, like... When he's doing something schmarmy.
That little Weasley laugh he's got. Oh, yeah. How's that sound again, Carl? You know.
Ah, that was good. That was a good one.
God damn it, man. Oh. I could also... Dude, I could sing the whole musical number for you that is comes out of
the
nowhere.
The weird-ass out-of-nowhere musical scene halfway through the movie.
It's so dumb, and it's just because, especially at this point in his career, Adam Sandler also did, like, a lot of... This is when, like, he would do his comedy CDs. The Hanukkah song was huge. Like, he's always loved music and played music. And it's just, mm-hmm. I love that they wrote a whole fucking musical number for no reason. Again, this movie's so fucking dumb. It's stupid. Who cares that it has a musical number? The song's stupid as fuck. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clown.
The movie's an absolute fever dream of a movie.
Yeah. All of it's insane.
Like, dude, Chris Farley's character in this movie, the bus driver... Like that whole thing where he's like, yeah, you know, I know this. You know, I know she's pretty good, if you know what I'm saying.
Another no, infinitely quotable
line. Well, I know this guy.
That Veronica Vaughn is one fine piece of ace. I know from experience, dude.
No, and you don't.
Billy Matt just shuts him down immediately. Ah, always so fucking good. That whole bit.
Well,
just,
I know this guy. No, you don't.
Yeah, so much of this movie, too, is just, it's basic comedy. Like, so much of it follows the rule of three, which is, like, that bit is just, it's so fucking base level. And that's why I think, again, it's so fucking funny, because it just works. It just, it does what will get the laugh. It doesn't try to be super smart about it, and it'll be dumb. There's fucking flaming poop jokes, but you're still,
like,
it's
you
laughing.
You referenced this earlier. When someone's like, yeah, all the school lunches are missing. And, you know, Veronica goes, who would steal 30 lunches? And it cuts to the bus driver and Billy Madison's two friends, Norm MacDonald.
Where do they even come from?
Just eating the food out of nowhere. And then cuts back to them with the lady going, it was the Sasquatch. And then it completely moves on. Never touches upon that happening ever again in the rest of the movie. It's like, you remember when we watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation 2, and we just said that the entire movie was basically one, like, just as many rapid-fire jokes as they could fit in, but nothing worked? This is, like, lot of scenes.
What the fuck? I don't even remember watching that movie. It was so bad. Is that the one where, like... The house has the plumbing.
Yes.
And it just fills with water.
Yes.
God damn it. Oh, what a fucking piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Yo, that movie sucked so hard. But this movie does a lot of that, but makes it work. Because they're funny.
Well, yeah, again.
And it made me feel like I did a bunch of acid before going to work and watching this movie.
It is, and that's a great comparison, because they are both attempts at, I don't know, it's just, Billy's dumb, but it has the heart, too.
Yeah. Like, and also, like, Sandler's, okay.
Sandler's
he hasn't had the greatest catalog of movies of all time. It's almost like Nicolas Cage, where he does a lot of shit. Some of it's really great, some of it's dog shit. That's, I feel you can say, very similar to Adam Sandler, but the problem with that is that it's comedy, and when comedy's like really bad, it's like really bad.
Well, yeah. But
he is a funny guy, and doing something like this, especially so early when he was just so rapid fire, it really worked.
Yeah, I think part of it too is it's, you know, so many things are cultural to where, like, for a long time, it was just funny and cool and easy to shit on Adam Sandler. And to a degree, like, I mean, I'm not fully defending him. The guy has made some absolute shit.
Yeah.
The fucking Zohan movie that came up, that movie fucking sucks. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is some fucking weirdly fucking homophobic bullshit. That movie fucking sucks. I hate Chuck and Larry. I always hated it.
I think we somehow have brought this up in the last couple of weeks of recording. We've referenced this movie recently because I remember saying I saw that movie in theaters.
Yeah. I skipped it because I thought it looked stupid. And I finally saw it for some fucking reason. And I was like, God, this movie fucking sucks.
Man, really dodged a bullet back then.
And then, I mean, the worst, like, Jack and Jill is still called, like, one of the worst movies of all time. I've never seen that. But then
I've never seen it.
You've got also, literally, on the other hand, I am on record saying many times, literally my favorite fucking movie of all time is an Adam Sandler movie. It's not him directing or writing it, but him as an actor, which is Punch Drunk Love. I fucking love that movie. Adam Sandler is maybe giving one of my favorite acting performances ever. He's fucking great in that flick. Mm-hmm. He's also great in Uncut Gems, which is one I've been trying to push on you. I asked if you'd seen it like 3 times.
Oh, yeah. I did conveniently never answer that.
No.
I haven't seen it. No.
I didn't think you had when you hadn't answered. I was like, oh, he hasn't seen it.
Actually, I went to, like, every time I went to answer you, I I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say and I pivoted to something else. But that is a movie where I would be interested to see if Ryan would come on to talk about
Ryan would probably 100% love to, because Ryan and I saw that in theaters together.
Awesome.
We were super into that movie.
It just seems like one of those movies that I know I would very much so enjoy talking to him as well about.
Sure. I'm sure he would. We'll see.
It just seems.
Stick around, people. Maybe we'll have Ryan on for Uncut Gems on Sandler September.
Oh, man. We should just do, instead, we should just do, like, for the rest of the month, Friday the 13th movies.
I have some other school movies, too, that, like, work. There's Summer Break, which is a pretty great movie. That's an 80s
Is that
flick.
Not, like, the complete opposite of what we're looking for?
Sort of, but it's, like, they're... I'm sorry. Maybe it's called Summer School. I think it's Summer School. It's Misfits. And then the teacher also doesn't want to be there, so they end up, like... They go to the beach a lot. It's been a long time.
That would really fucking suck to be a summer school teacher.
Yeah. I had to go to summer school twice, my junior. And you mentioned you had to go for 2 days after your senior year. I had to go to summer school after I graduated, after I'd already walked and I got my diploma, where they didn't really give me my diploma. I had to go to summer school after that before I got my diploma.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I failed a semester of history. So I had to take a bullshit summer world history class, where the only thing I remember is I watched On the Waterfront. And you had to go, it was like all day, man, because they cram all that shit in like 4 weeks.
That sucks, man. Yeah. I didn't have to stay after of high school.
Yeah.
It was eighth grade.
No, this was...
And they just made me clean classrooms.
My junior year, I had failed a semester at econ, so I had to take that between junior and senior. And then my senior year, I failed... I told you, man, I was in coast mode. I did not give a fuck. I got through by the skin of my teeth. I'm almost a fucking GED dipshit.
Oh, man. Hey. You made it. And also, if you were a GED dipshit, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I didn't mean to shit on the GED. The GED is a great option for a lot of people.
I didn't mean to shit on the GED totally dipshits.
Yeah, I just meant I would have been a GED dipshit. Not you. You're great. I love you. Whoever you are. Yeah, man. Happy Gilmore, though. You want to fucking, or not Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison. You want to rate this bitch?
Sure. I feel like we talked to... Okay, folks, if you haven't watched this movie, watch this movie. It's free on Amazon Prime. Watch it there. There's like an ad at the beginning, but then the rest of the movie doesn't have ads.
Which was nice. I still hate it at all, because I fucking pay... God damn it. Don't give me any... Anyways, I feel... Yeah, we kind of bounced around a lot, but like always with especially these straight comedy movies, they're so hard to talk to without just falling into just saying all the bits.
Yeah. So. I mean, okay. I have my rating system because it'll tie into something else that I thought was entertaining in the movie.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't, we could talk about like favorite jokes if you want to real quick too.
Favorite bits. Man, there was, okay. The more I think about it, the more
it doesn't
I
have to
think,
be one too. Yeah. You could like all the things that got you real good.
A lot of the through lines in this movie were really fantastic.
Oh, Doyle,
like you
rules.
Have the prince. Yeah. Right. Like the principle that, okay, Adams, you got Billy Madison going through all of his grades, and each one gets a little bit more uncomfortable in certain situations. Like, he gets to third grade, and they're doing Valentines, like we all did. Everybody can remember back to being in elementary school and passing out your Valentines to everybody. And he's sitting there. All of the girls have the hots for him.
Of course.
He's 27. They're like 8. I'll give it him Valentine's. And then he gets this giant one, which is from the principal who's substituting for Victoria.
Veronica,
sure. Every love interest in a Sandler movie has a name that starts with a
VV.
Yeah.
Or some other set of initials. It's LL in Punch Drunk Love. It's BB.
But between this and Happy Gilmore, that's two back to back. And anyways. So his is like, I want you. And on the bottom, it just says in crayon, I'm horny. It's so weird. Like,
and then he looks up at the principal and he does that weird hand under the neck wave.
Who later you find out used to be a professional wrestler.
The Blob.
Who killed somebody by sitting on him.
He was supposed to pinch my leg.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, like, that ties into this whole blackmailing thing of Eric being like, hey, let's get him disqualified from getting this by saying that he paid off the principal, blah-de-blah. That was fantastic. I loved it. Those, like, little bits like that in the through lines of all of those characters were killer to me. And all of the really weird, uncomfortable things, like that Valentine, or the super kind of cringe skin crawly stuff on his third grade graduation. Because, by the way, everybody, every time he finishes a grade, you know, every 2 weeks, he has a graduation party,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous. But he's got this giant party tent thing set up in his yard, which is his study den that turns into like a love den with his third grade teacher.
Yeah.
On his last day of third grade. Like, just think about how fucking ridiculous that sounds.
It's, I do love all the party scenes. I love, again, you talk about the through lines. I love that Billy is a man child with arrested development. So, of course, like, he clicks with the young kids in grade school. But as this story goes on, and once he gets to high school, he tries to Billy, be cool like he was school? In the 80s. I love that when he fucking rolls back up in his
nice fire, t-shirt.
Which, by the way, that is a sweet ass fucking Firebird.
It was a sick Firebird.
It's the fucking kicking chicken version.
With his REO chicken. Speedwagon shirt.
And he gets out with his REO Speedwagon and he kicks it and he fucking flares the jean jacket open and everybody just laughs at him. Everybody thinks he's a weird loser. I love that part.
Which, by the way, up until this point in the movie, his dad's dropping him off to school every day. His dad's dropping him off.
Yeah.
And now he gets to high school and he's showing up in his sweet car. It's just very funny. And then he goes back and visits the third graders. Oh, Billy, how's high school?
Stay here as long as you can.
I can't wait to grow up and go to high school.
So, I don't know, did you do much research on this movie after you watched it?
None.
All right, so the dodgeball scene, he is really fucking pegging those kids as hard as he can. And the director would have to cut, like, almost as soon as he nailed those kids because they would start wailing. And the parents all gave consent. They're like, do whatever, fuck it. So Adam Sandler's really fucking whipping that ball at those kids in that scene.
Fantastic. Okay, with that being said, Kyle.
Yeah.
Because you pivoted straight into my rating
on this. Okay.
While watching this movie, I laughed. Okay, so you have the second grade teacher who tells this whole story about the dog, and all of the other kids take a nap, and he stays awake, and he goes, well, what the fuck? You got to just carry on. You can't just give up. And she gets this look over her face where she's like inspired, and it feels like, oh, I really like this kid. And she goes, all right, kids, it's time for dodgeball. And to me, I was like, oh, man, she just wants to go outside and watch him fuck up a bunch of kids with some balls. Now, it turns into this weird dance thing that she does to get some peace or whatever.
Or she's rubbing the paste on her face later, too.
Yeah, because he gets knocked out immediately, goes back to the classroom. She goes, no, you go back out there and you wait for the next game. Kyle,
yeah,
your feelings about this movie are going to be related to the amount of balls that you're smacking at children's faces. Now, we're going to imagine that you only got one ball.
Sure.
But every time you peg a kid, you peg them right in the face at the right exact angle and speed that the ball just bounces right back to your hand.
It's like,
and you get to have another go at it.
It's like a Kratos' axe.
Exactly. Yeah. You're Kratosing axes this dodgeball.
Okay.
Okay. There's 17 kids.
Good God.
Yeah, 17 of them. This is a nightmare of a situation.
Okay.
How many of these kids are you beating straight in the face with this dodgeball?
Well, first I got to say, now you're all in big, big trouble. Because I am absolutely beating the absolute bejesus out of, I'm going to say, 16 of these kids, man. The only reason
amazing
one kid doesn't get hit, though, is because he was hiding behind the chubby kid and I just didn't see him. If I had seen him, I would have pegged him.
You're in second grade. You can't count too good.
Again, I'm not, dude, this is not a fucking, what, a goddamn Oscar winning movie. It's never going to be. A
masterclass.
It's not supposed to be, man. It's a fucking dick and fart joke in a 90-minute movie, but they're still pretty good. And again, I don't know if that's nostalgia. You said you laughed a lot, too, although you don't rate this movie as high as me. I think there's a lot of fucking laughs in this movie. I was surprised at how much I was still laughing, even though I was quoting the entire thing. So, yeah, man, I'm being in 16 out of these 17 kids.
Damn.
I love Billy Madison, man. Still holds up. I still like it better than Happy Gilmore. Roast me in the comments, listeners, if you will. That's fine.
We'll get to comments on Facebook shortly. Kyle, do you have a rating system for me?
I had a couple, and I've been trying to find the best one, but I think I've got it. So, Sean, say you are a young, whip-smart, upstart, cracking kid in the independent wrestling scene.
Sure.
And they come to you and you're like, hey, man, we're going to give you your big break. The Blob's going to put you over. And you're like,
okay,
awesome. During the fucking match, the Blob is going to sit on your head.
Yeah.
Out of 20 seconds before you asphyxiate and die, how many seconds are you making it under the ass of the Blob?
Okay. So, like I said, it's really hard. It's tough for me to not compare this to Happy Gilmore, which to me is 20 out of 20. It's 1,000 out of 1,000. Like, I will watch that every single time it's on. Given the opportunity, I will watch it 20 out of 20 times, right? But because it's so easily watchable, it's quotable, I can put it on and barely hear it in the background and always know what's going on. The magic of this movie is that I think it also has a lot of the same qualities, and that you can just put it on. You've seen it once or twice or three times. You can just put it on and hear it in the background. It's great. You'll get a chuckle every time you kind of tune back into it. I don't have that nostalgia for it, so I don't know all the lines, what's coming up. I could see myself loving it more. Unfortunately, it's just between the two, I'd just rather watch the other one at this point. But in terms of watching this movie and how much I enjoyed it, you know, I'll make it probably 17 seconds. I'll be praying for Bonesaw to show up for 17 seconds.
So you're pinching him at 17.
Yeah, I'll pinch him at 17 and hope that by that point Bonesaw's jumped off the cage and just ripped his head off or something.
Sure.
But yeah, I'll make it like 17 seconds. Okay. I feel like that's not too bad. It's on the higher end of movies. Yeah. I think it's better than Little Nicky. I think it's better than... It made this movie, with him being a little rich boy, made me realize how much I love... it made me think of Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, which I think, Mr. Deeds.
I think he's a better character in that movie.
Sure.
I think this is a better movie.
Yeah.
But then that got me down the rabbit hole of thinking about all of the other Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. Let's bang them out real quick. Or at least what we can remember. I know Mike Lanham listed a lot.
I love Big Daddy. Big Daddy is one of my favorites.
I'm also not very big on Big Daddy.
I get it. That's fair. Oh, man, we didn't even bring up Steve Buscemi's character.
Oh, Steve Buscemi does fucking crush it in his very small...
And he's only in this... He's in this movie for like 45 seconds.
Again, if this was the end of Deuce Bigalow where Norm MacDonald has a cameo, they would have cut to it and wrote, Steve Buscemi worked on this movie for one day. Because,
man, I'm glad I called that guy.
What a great fucking bit. I love, also, how fucking weird is it that, number one, God, what a perfectly set up joke. That he calls him, Steve Buscemi is playing it completely normal. You're like, okay, weird. And then it cuts, he hangs up, it pulls back, he has a list right behind him that says people I plan to kill, and Billy Madison is on there, and we see him mark it off, and that's already, could have ended there, hilarious. Then he takes fucking lipstick and awkwardly smears it on his lips, and then just lays down and stares at the ceiling. It's so fucking weirdly uncomfortable, it stays with you. And it's maybe also, like 2 minutes long.
And then at that point, you're like, okay, well, that was something that happened. That probably, we won't see him again. And then at the end of the movie,
he saves the day
by shooting Eric in the ass and then presumably moves on to shoot a bunch of other people. But you just have Billy Madison go, boy, I'm glad I called that guy.
Also, another, I don't want to get roped in because we're trying to wrap up, but I can't tell you how many times I've said the quote, man, did you see that guy's balls? Yeah, they were weird looking.
Another thing I'd love to point out is Juanita.
If you're not going to school today, you can stay home and help me shave my armpits. Oh my God, I'll go to school.
Do you want me to take my shirt off, make your day a little bit better? No.
No. Yeah, she's fucking great. It's good shit. What was I saying?
No idea.
Oh, we were running through the other Adam Sandler. I like Little Nicky a lot. I think it's an absolute turd piece of shit, but I like it. I can't explain why.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. It's not great at all.
It's absolute complete dog shit. I love The Waterboy, though. I fucking think Waterboy is a fantastic movie.
I think Waterboy is an absolute classic.
Yeah, I think I would classify it up there with these two. A lot of people don't. I absolutely do. Yeah.
I think The Waterboy's top tier.
I do too. I saw Waterboy in theaters and it was one of the hardest I've laughed ever.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember going.
Mama says alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth.
And no toothbrush.
And no toothbrush.
I don't know where we're going to go. Man. I'm still Sandler.
Man, Sandler, I mean, September. I could do Waterboy.
You mentioned, I brought up Mike Landham. You mentioned other Facebook comments.
Oh, yeah. So I did put something up referencing why we would have been watching this movie. I already mentioned it earlier, but I put out a couple of things. Like, what are your thoughts on this movie? Where does this rank for you in Sandler flicks? And how pissed would you be if you went to pick up your kid from third grade and this man walked out of the class as a student? Oddly enough, nobody answered that third one.
Yeah.
But we did get a couple of comments. You mentioned Mike Lanham. He says, I do like the movie, but personally, I rewatch it less than most of the other major Adam Sandler comedy flicks. Even as quotable as it is, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, and Wedding Singer are all top tier. Billy Madison, Mr. Deeds, and Waterboy are next. Then way down the line is Little Nicky. Any of his comedies after 2002 are held in a different regard.
Yeah. Now, I agree with Lanham on that. You might think to
yourself, what does that mean? Well, I asked him. I asked him for a post-2002 tier list. All right, tier one, Just Go With It and 50 First Dates. Tier two, Grown Ups 1 and 2, Chuck and Larry, barely deserves a tier. Zohan, That's My Boy, and Jack and Jill. That's My Boy is hot garbage.
Is that the one with Sandberg?
I believe so. Okay. That's the one that was like straight to Netflix where he's a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, that's the one with Sandberg.
Yep. That one's hot garbage.
You strangely, you're a fan of the first Grown Ups, are you not?
Oh, I love Grown Ups.
That's right.
You do. I fucking love Grown Ups, dude. You do,
which is weird to me because I despise those movies. Didn't we watch them for the show?
No, I wish.
You want to do one? I'll do a Grown Ups.
No, we don't. We don't have to do it, grown-ups. It's a lot less fun when you don't like a movie.
Well, that's the thing. I've always been hard on him, but I mean, who knows?
I don't think going into it with
true,
an
but
open
I try
mind
to be.
Will change.
I do. Here's the thing, though. I have seen it more than once, and I really don't like it.
Yeah.
So good call.
I love the scenes in that movie, even when you have Rob Schneider just going, maize. Like, that scene cracks me up every time I see it. When he's talking about, like, rubbing maize on her bunions, and everybody is just like, maize. Put some maize on it. Maize.
What I remember is that there's, for no reason, multiple scenes in that movie where they just fade to black, and then it's just a new scene. There's just, like, no... Love it's it. Just, ah, oh, it's so weirdly lit. Anyway,
Saskatoon.
What did he say? Deeds? He also mentioned, there's another one that he mentioned. A lot of people talk about Click. I don't like Click.
I've never seen it. That's like one of the sappy ones that gives you feelings that I don't want to watch.
Yeah.
Jeff Miners also left a comment saying, what are my thoughts? It's fine. It's hard for me to go back to early Sandler when movies like Spanglish, Big Daddy, Wedding Singer, and 50 First Dates are excellent movies.
Wedding Singer. That's another one.
And this is going to be real annoying to me. That said, this is far better than a Hubie Halloween.
Oh, he did say that. I remember that.
Burning bag of poop.
I remember him saying that. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I enjoy that movie. That one. Fuck off, everybody.
Wedding Singer is another one that a lot of people I know really liked, and it didn't click with me at the time.
I saw that in theaters, and I have not seen it since.
Yeah, I saw it because there was a girl I was seeing that she really liked it, and I saw it for the first few times with her, and I've not seen it again either because I just don't.
Shut up down there. I'm trying to find out who shot JR.
No, Sean Astin is only in
50 First Dates.
He's only in 50, which I kind of like 50 First Dates, even though that's kind of the start
fishnet
of the hokey bullshit from Sandler, where he's just like doing things in Hawaii because he can make a movie studio pay for it and he can hang out in Hawaii, which, I mean, fucking kudos, man. I don't hate the playa.
Sandler, Mindy. What's the Mindy game?
I don't think he's in that. It's the other Mindy. That's David Spade.
The other Mindy. I really like that movie.
That's David Spade. But I think that's a Happy Madison. That's one of his production ones that he gets through Netflix. The Wrong Missy. That's it. Yes.
Yeah. I enjoyed the heck out of that movie.
I like that girl. She's really funny.
She is really funny. I'm a big fan of a lot of...
And I like David Spade. He's one of my favorites.
Happy
fans,
Madison movies in general.
I generally will give them a shot.
Mm.
It depends. Mm. I still will never watch Joe Dirt 2.
Joe Dirte?
Yeah, never will.
Put some respect on that name.
But we need to shut the fuck up, dude. The Dolphins are playing.
Yeah, they're losing.
That's okay. I love you.
No, it's not okay. Oh, it's a tie game. Yay.
Woohoo!
They just scored in the last 3 minutes.
Go Fins.
Go Feds. Feds up, baby.
Anyways, we're going to get the fudge out of here. I had a thing for this.
Yeah, if you're listening on Friday, look at the score from last night. If the Dolphins win, congratulate me. If they lost, please reach out with your dearest sympathies.
And condolences.
My condolences and I don't know.
Go hemorrhage.
I'm
going to
be really depressed. Cash at me some money.
Go hemorrhage yourself.
It's your week.
Sean.
Yo.
Would you rather never have to see an ad or a commercial again, or would you never have to poop again?
I like pooping.
Oh my God.
What?
I feel if I never had to poop again, that would be awesome.
Really?
I hate the act of pooping. I hate sitting there and fucking wiping.
Ugh.
I feel so many times. I enjoy it. I have marker poops where it just goes and goes and goes.
I mean, I'm a little jealous.
No, I'm saying like, it's like when you feel like you poop a marker, and it's a Andy Dwyer joke from Parks and Rec where he's like, I just keep wiping and wiping and wiping. And then it goes away.
That's fine.
Ah, I hate pooping. A
couple flushes. It's all good.
Waste so much time.
What do you mean waste so much time? Dude, the amount of time that I spend on my phone anyways, like, I might as well just sit down and enjoy myself.
I don't know. You never have to deal with an awkward poop. Like, you're in somebody's house for the first time. You never have to be like, hey, man, I got to go poop.
Dude. I think maybe it's, okay, this is TMI for literally everybody. But, like, dude, I can go a couple days without really having to go.
Oh, man. I'm the exact opposite. I go multiple times in a day. I'm a frequent pooper.
Sometimes that'll happen, but most of the time I'll have like 2 or 3 days and then I'll just have a nice good one. And I'm like, oh, that felt real good.
I have very healthy and frequent BMs. I do not worry about things of that nature.
Sick.
I just wish I didn't have to do it ever again.
I'm going to have a doctor hit me up and be like,
yeah, that's not, you should go see somebody.
That's not good. Get some of that yogurt.
Yeah. The poop yogurt. All right, buddy. We're getting out of here. I love you, pal.
All right. Peace, everybody. Go Fins!